time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, as well as KOALITV.com. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kurt Jensen. He is with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. We're going to talk about radon. Now, January is Radon Awareness Month. It's very important that it could be in your home and you wouldn't even know about it. We're going to talk about how you test for it, how you can take care of it if it's found in your home, and why it is important for our area to get this done. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure. It's great to be here.
So let's talk about first what radon is, because maybe some people don't know or don't realize.
So radon is a radioactive gas that is colorless, odorless, tasteless, and it comes from the soil in our area. And it can come into your home through cracks in the foundation or in your basement.
So it's really one of those things that you don't even know if it's there.
No. So there's lots of radioactive elements around our area, uranium, thorium, and radium. And when they decompose in the soil, radon gas is off put into the air, into the soil, and it comes up through the soil into your home.
And it gets into your home through the soil and through your foundation.
Yes.
I'm assuming that there are easy ways to test for this.
Yes, testing is pretty simple. All it entails is a test that you leave in your home for a couple of days in your basement, and then you send it off to the lab, and they will give you results of concentrations of radon.
And what do you do with those results? Where's like the so-called sweet spot for radon in your home?
So the level of anywhere below 3.9 picoliters is what it's called. Is okay, but anything over that is considered high and you should get your home remediated.
And if you get these tests and it comes back that you're over that 3.9, is there a little bit more stringent testing that goes on after that?
Yes, so you'll get, we can arrange for a specialist to come into your home and test on an hourly, they bring a real-time tester into your home, and they'll be able to test further to make sure that those tests are accurate and that the levels are higher than the norm.
Okay, and you were saying something about mitigation if the numbers come back. What would have to be done as far as mitigation for radon?
So if there are issues found in your home or building, then a radon fan will be installed that actively pulls radon from below your foundation and below your home and puts it outside.
So I guess my question is, if people are interested, and we were talking about the fact that the numbers for Carbon County are low, but that's because we don't have a lot of tests that have been generated. So if people are interested and want to get testing done, what do they need to do?
So they can contact us at the health department. Our number there is 435-637-3671 or 435-636-1178. And you can also do research on it for yourself. Just Google the Utah Radon Coalition, and it is partnered up with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality.
And there's a lot of good information on their website as well. It tells you all about what radon is, and it's one of the, it's the second cause of, highest cause of lung cancer?
Yes, just behind smoking. It causes 25% of all lung cancer in Utah.
So it's one of those things that you don't know that it's there, and you've got to find out what it is, because the great thing about it is the more tests that we get in, the more things become available and open up to Carbon County and really the entire health district area as far as grants and things like that. Is that what we were talking about?
Yes. So the more data that we have on this area, the better off we will be, because we'll have more resources available to us.
All right, Kurt, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And if people have information or want information on this, all they've got to do is call the health department. And what was the number down there one more time?
435-637-3671.
Okay, that's Kurt Jensen with the Southeastern Utah Health Department, and we're talking about radon testing. All this month, the month of January, is radon awareness. You need to get out there and get it done. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.